Radio wird unterstützt von SRAM. Mehr Informationen unter www.sram.com. Zum Mitschreiben sram.com. Willkommen bei Fahrradio, dem Podcast für alles, was mit Fahrrädern zu tun hat. Ich bin Hans und hier kommt das erste der Eurobike-Interviews. Der französische Designer Philippe Stark hat zusammen mit dem ebenfalls französischen Fahrradhersteller Moustache eine Reihe von E-Mountainbikes und Zubehör gestaltet. Hier ist das vollständige Interview vom 27. August 2014. Das Interview ist in Englisch. In unserer nächsten gemeinsamen Sendung werde ich mit Thomas noch einmal auf Deutsch darüber sprechen. Weeks ago, I went through a store with my daughter, and there was this Juicy Salif. Is that the name? It's very old. And my daughter asked me, "What's that?" And I told her, "That's a juice press. It's designed by Philippe Stark. It's an icon." And with this juice press, maybe you like it, maybe you don't. I don't know. But the thing is, it was different than all the juice presses before. And is this a concept you use or you accidentally use for the bicycle things?
It's very interesting what you said. The example is very, very good. This juice, how you call that? Juice squeezer, lemon squeezer.
This lemon squeezer. How is it in French?
Presse citron, lemon squeezer. It's a good example. It's take a function. You have to squeeze a lemon. Do it in a new way to do it at the minimum and reach at the minimum. You cannot make less to squeeze a lemon except with your hand. And after, give him a different spirit like that people will think about it, will speak about it. People will be strangely apprised because they have an object like that. And they will be proud of this object. And that means it's a win-win-win. That makes the function, better than other, and people have something to speak about it. For the bicycle, it's almost the same process. First, stay in the DNA, the magical DNA of the bicycle. Always the minimum. The intelligence of the minimum. The bicycle is, I repeat, I'm sorry, the most intelligent product produced by humanity. Now it's a very old invention. And look at this invention. It have almost not changed since the beginning because it start by the minimum and only the minimum survive. Tomorrow will be less. We have to understand that all the intelligent part of human production go to the dematerialization. A computer was weak, it was a big building. After a little less weak, a house. After a big armoire. After a suitcase, a briefcase, an envelope. And in 1 year, 2 years, that will be under the skin, completely disappeared and incredibly powerful. That is the way, the intelligent way of our production. Bicycle, it's have to stay exactly in this frame, completely out of trends and marketing. That's why you do it at the minimum. After you see it's a different way to do it. Or it's a different, there is new territory. and you start to keep this DNA, but go to specific, because snow is not sand, because sand is not mud, because mud is not the asphalt. You start to work on that, and this will change the design, but that will be always only functional. And after, you see that for specific reason, or you won't be splash proof because with the sand you will go on the water, or you will be warm for the battery for the snow, and suddenly that can become fun. And suddenly you see also you can put your things, your telephone, your water, and you have a choice which will not change anything in the honesty, the rigorousness of the respect of the bicycle DNA, to say I make a boring cover, or I can make with a fur, a synthetic fur. Do it with fur. And you have exactly the same effect that the lemon squeezer. You have the best product. He make better the function, and you, it's fun and you're proud of it. This, it's the win-win-win. You spend nothing extra for the result, and you have everything. More is less.
The decision to the decision to choose fabric for the cover, or like it's one could see it as purely dressing up the bicycle when you see your, how do you call them, covers or
yes, a cover, yes,
yes,
it's protective covers,
but it's purely functional.
Yes, if you see it first, you might think, well, this is first not for introverts, and it's like dressing up, but there is a function behind
the function,
it.
The function is, I repeat, or be splash-proof, or, but also, I repeat, my goal is not to design a beautiful bicycle designed by the fantastic Stark designer. Is to bring everybody to the bicycle because it's healthy, it's intelligent, it's more ecological and things like that. We are all different. There is people who will want a pure frame, the beauty, the frame is a beauty, and other people who will love the cover. And it's very important because like that we can go everywhere. The only acceptable style for tomorrow, it's the choice. Give the choice to everybody. To not decide for other people, to say, this is good for you, this is good for you, this is good for you. We guarantee the quality, we guarantee the intelligence, we guarantee the timeless, we guarantee the reliability, but choose. Inside this frame of all this solution, choose. Everybody have to be proud of his own choice. What we do. If tomorrow I discover that for some reason and for to please some more people, I have to do it pink with green elephant, I shall do it because that is the honesty. I don't say because I don't like pink with green elephant, I shall not do it. No, some people love it. And it's not demagogy. It's a contrary. It's helping. It's helping and recognize that everybody is free to have what he wants if it's well done. And to be well done, we have a mustache, and that is a guarantee. This company, these people, that's why I work with them. There's a guarantee. And when we discuss about the project, sometimes I ask for something, I say no. This, no, it's not useful. It's not reliable. Immediately I say, oh, sorry, we come back and we stay always in a religious, philosophical respect of the bicycle DNA.
Okay, so if you want people to express themselves or to have the bike they want, what do you think of the direction the e-bike takes, or do you What do you think of the future of the bicycle in the city, on the country as a whole?
You know, bicycle, no e, the regular bicycle, will always live. You will have always people who want make bicycle because it's fantastic, because they love sport, because they have time, because they live somewhere where it's easy, because they are young, for many reasons. But for also some other reason, there is people who cannot do that because they are older, because they have not the time, because they won't go to work with, because a lot of reason. We have to respect all these reasons. That's why it's the e-bike is not a continuation of the bike. It's in parallel of the bike. That is very important to understand, because the people of the bike come from the bike. The people of e-bike will come some of bike, but will come mainly from cars, motorcycle and scooter. And it's very important, because I repeat, my goal is not to design the most beautiful bike, is to bring the maximum people biking because it's good for them. That's why we have to reinvent something. That's why I repeat that the real bike, it's them, they know that. They know, but me, I'm very good around. I'm very good to see, you see my new helmet. It's because when I use my mustache and I am at around 50 kilometers, it's different. And if I fall, it's different. And you have bugs, you have sands, you have, it's cold and things like that. I make 30, I don't have the time, but I make 30, 40 kilometers by day. And I see the new needs. That's why we are between the bike and the motorcycle. But today there is nothing. We have to give to fill, I'm sorry for my English, the new needs. There is new needs.
And they are only just being discovered.
Today there is almost nothing. There is nothing specific for e-bike. That's why Moustache will make the bike. Giro, we start by the helmet. We shall continue to work. Today, if you buy some clothes specific for bicycle, it's a little difficult to go to your office. Now we shall design clothes with Giro, which will be very good on the bike, and you will go to your work, and nobody will say, "Oh, he's dressed for his bike in yellow, green, and things like that." Everything, we have everything to invent, and the challenge is interesting because you will see how millions of people will come because all the advantage of e-bike.
What can I say more? I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah, we are working on.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Wir bedanken uns bei unserem Sponsor. Fahrradio wird unterstützt von SRAM. Mehr zur Marke und zu den Produkten findest du im Web unter www.sram.com. Ich buchstabiere www.sram.com.